Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard. On today's program, we're joined by Senator Rand Paul, who'll be visiting Knoxville on Friday.
Senator, you'll be in Knoxville on Friday. Can you give us the core of your message?
Well, I think I'm the one true fiscal conservative in the race because I'm willing to look at spending across the board. I think that the number one threat to our country right now is actually the accumulation of debt. We borrow about $1 million every minute. And the problem is that really both parties are responsible. Republicans want unlimited military spending often, and Democrats want unlimited welfare spending. And so what happens is they compromise, they get together, and the taxpayer gets stuck with the bill. So I'm the Republican saying, you know what, to balance the budget, you got to hold spending across the line, across the board. And I want a government that's not collecting your phone records. I want a government that gives kids a second chance who have trouble with the law. And I also want a foreign policy that recognizes that regime change in the Middle East has not made us safer. It's actually made the region more chaotic and made us less safe.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was in town on Monday, and she painted Republican economic policies as with pretty much a broad brush, saying that if you consider the last five presidencies, it's Republican economic policies that have gotten our nation into trouble, and it's the Democratic presidencies that have had to bring our economy back out of the mess that the Republicans put us into. How would you respond to that, and her characterizing your policies as roughly the same?
You know, I think Hillary Clinton is confused about a lot of things, and really economics would be primary among those. I think that one of the reasons we lose jobs overseas and that our economy struggles is that we have the highest taxes in the world. We have the highest corporate income tax in the world right now, and so companies are reincorporating in Canada, reincorporating in Europe, because they're fleeing our tax code. So the Democrats want to raise the taxes. You know, Bernie Sanders wants to raise them dramatically to such a level that he would put people completely out of business or chase them out of our country. And I think that's the wrong prescription, raising taxes. Also, the other problem that American businesses have is regulatory burden. The Democrats keep heaping regulation after regulation, and these regulations are really making it difficult to make a living in our country, once again chasing American jobs overseas.
That still doesn't address her point about the economic policies of the Republicans that led the economy into trouble that the Democrats pulled us out of.
Well, the economic policy of the Democrats is raising taxes and adding regulatory burdens. So I think it does address exactly what we're talking about, that Democrats, as far as what their plans are for the economy, are higher taxes, higher regulation, and more deficit spending, all of which I think are a burden on the economy. When you borrow about $1 million a minute, the burden of managing and servicing that debt, some economists maintain, costs about 1 million jobs a year. High taxes. My tax plan has been estimated by the Tax Foundation, a nonpartisan group, would actually create 4 million jobs if we were to lower and simplify the tax code. So, no, I'm more than happy to stack up our economic plan versus Hillary Clinton's any day of the week.
What are your feelings toward Monday, caucus night?
You know, we think we're doing very well, and we think we are going to greatly exceed expectations. We think the polls are not capturing the enthusiasm among the younger voters. Younger voters are almost entirely on cell phones now. And when you look at these surveys, there's almost no young people in the surveys. But when you ask people under 40, do you think the government went too far in collecting all the phone records and credit card records? And most people under 40 do believe that. So we think we have a prime opportunity not only with college kids, but also with the younger voters in general. And we don't think the polls are necessarily reflecting our strength there. But our office in Des Moines has 100 college students making phone calls every day right now. They've made 768,000 phone calls, which is extraordinary. We have 1,000 precinct chairs in Iowa, more than any other announced candidate. And so we think we have a ground game that rivals any of the other candidates.
Any other last thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners today?
No, just that I think really we need a different kind of candidate, a candidate that actually would balance the budget by understanding that both the right and the left have their sacred cows they spend money on, and that really it's the both of the right and left coalition spending money that's caused us to be bankrupt as a nation, and that if people want somebody who would truly balance the budget, I think I'm the only fiscal conservative on either side of the aisle.
Thanks again to Rand Paul for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIA, careless.com.